Okay, here we are, the 6th of Nisan, the 31st day of March. We're up to the Pasuk in Shiras Hayam, after doing the introduction of Sus V'Rachmora Mabayam. Aziv Zimras Kav Ayhi Lili Shua Zek Heli V'Anvehu Elohe Avi V'Arom Emenu. So let's begin with just an analysis of the words. Aziv, that God is a source of strength, certainly that is self-evident in terms of what we just talked about. Sus v'rochvo ramavayam, the overwhelming power that God was able to show, and how the Egyptians immediately recognized that power, as the pasuk says, "Anusam b'pnei Yisrael ki Hashem delcham lahem b'mitzrayim." The Zimra, we'll talk about this as well. Unglus is metargim tush bechasa, and the role of Shira here. And that God was my salvation. And I think we've pointed out many times in the past that we have to differentiate between words that, let's say, that come up in our Amida. We have, you know, Melech Ozer. Sometimes God is the one that helps us. Sometimes God is, we're helping ourselves and God helps us. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Magei and He shields us. And sometimes God is our Moshia, that, you know, we were unable to help ourselves. You know, Vayisu v'nei Yisrael etzeinehem. And the Jewish people just cried out to God with a sense of utter desperation. So that's Hashem as Yeshua. That's a very important word, anvehu. We'll talk about extensively today. Elokei Avi, this is the God of my father, not just Keli, but the God of my father. But v'arom emenhu, and I will praise him, I will give him shevach, I will exalt him. So let's begin with the celebrated passage from the Gemara Masech Tesota Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis Darash Rav Avira Bischar Nashim Tzidkani Yoshahayu Ba'osu Hador Nigalu Avosenu Mimitzrayim Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. There's the Nashim Tzidkani Yosh V'shash Aholchos L'shavayim Kadosh Baruch Hu Mezamin Ham Dagim K'tanim B'chadeyin Vishavos mechzamayim and mechzadagim uvos vishovtos dekideros acha shalchamin vacha shaldagim umalichos etzel balehem usada marchitos osan vesachos osan umachilos osan umashkos osan viniskakos lahem. So basically, we're dealing with a situation where the women, after the men had sort of given up hope, and this is like a national iteration of what we saw with Amram. When Amram was separated from Yochaved, by Yelachish mi beis Levi, by Kachas beis Bas Levi, that it was Ikuchim Shniyim, because Amram had given up, you know, on the idea of a Jewish future. And the Jewish women in general understood that we needed to persevere through hard times. There's a message for us there right now. And they were able to encourage their husbands, and the husbands were enticed, and a Jewish future resulted. That was just the beginning of the issue. First, they had to get past, you know, their husband, so to speak, but what are they going to do with the child? So they had to give birth in the fields, right? They would give birth in the Egyptian hospitals, the babies would be killed. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu would help them. Shaleach mishmei marah mishamankir mashpir osan kechaya zosha mishaperes hasavlad. That God would send angels from the heavens down that would be able to take care and sustain these children in their most vulnerable state. Umelaki lahen shnei agulin echad shol shemen vechad shol dvash shenemar vayinikeu dvash misela v'shemen meichal mishur. V'kevan shemakirin bahen mitzrayim. And once the Egyptians noticed what was going on, Boim Lahargan, they would come to the fields to attack these helpless infants, right? That's the cruelty, the achzarius of the Egyptians. And a miracle would occur, and they would become ensconced within the ground, submerged. Then the Egyptians wouldn't give up, and they would try to plow over the ground. Shenemar al gabi charshu charshim. When the Egyptians were satisfied that there's no way there could be any survivors, so then they would grow out of the ground. This is obviously a very lyrical agada. We quote this pasuk during the Haggadah. And when they were old enough, they would come home. Shenamar vatirbi vatigdali vatavi vatavoi badi adayim. You guys all know this pasuk from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Altikri badi adayim ella beedrei adarim. Like flocks returning home, flocks of sheep. Ukshen nigla kadosh baruch hu al hayam. Hey mikiru tchila shenamar. So let's just focus here on this last line, which is so powerful. Hey mikiru tchila shenamar zekeliv enveo. That is to say, at the massive, unrivaled Hashras Hashchina that was Kriyas Yamsuf, the ones who recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu first were the ones who had, so to speak, the experience of seeing, Hakadosh Baruch Hu in action before, in a hidden way, in a daily level, and that's really the message: is the people who are most sensitive to Gilui Shchina. When it's Bifarhesia, really those ones who have trained themselves, who have been trained, like the children in this beautiful Agada, who have been trained to appreciate the Yad Hashem when it was completely Nistar, when it was completely hidden. So their level of Hakara, their level of awareness of the Shechina, surpassed everyone else. So that's the first Tayara, Zeke Levi Anvehu, Elokei Abi. Now let's move on from this particular interpretation to think about something that the Targum Onkla says. Den Elokai ve'evni le mikdasha Elokai dav hasi ve'eflach kadamuhi. That was a resolve that was felt at Kriyas Yamsuf, at that moment of Hashras Hashchina, which was so powerful in that moment that Klal Yisrael committed at that point. When they saw God's majesty manifest in such a powerful way, overturning the Egyptian army, so right, what Targum Onkla says is ve'evne le mikdasha, that we can't allow this to be a one-time event, but in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, the need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's continuing presence in our machana, in our midst, is essential. So yes, in Parshas Truma, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea on some level. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, but v'evne le mikdasha was actually a sort of a spontaneous understanding of the Jewish people that this Hashras Hashchina had to continue on some level, and you see this again in two and they appear to be two different opinions, but I think that Tzad HaShavah Shebehem is exactly what Unklos is driving at in the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos regarding Hidr Mitzvah. And regarding the halachta bidrachav, this idea of capturing and encapsulating the Hashras Hashchina that was felt at that moment and turning it into a permanent event. So we have the Gemara and Shabbos Kufla Megim Matanya Zeh Keli Vanveyu Hisnoa Lefana B'mitzos Ase Lefana B'sukah Noah Lulav Noah Shofar Noah Tzitzis Noah Sefer Torah Noah V'chasev Bal Dishmo B'diyo Noah B'kulmos Noah B'lavlar Uman V'kercho B'shirai Noin, all based on Zeh Keli Vanveyu, that every mitzvah is an opportunity for Hashras Hashchina, for sensing that opportunity for Kedusha. We discussed Birchas HaMitzvah so extensively this year, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav. And so as such, it's just extremely important, right, that Klal Yisrael, according to the Gemara, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, Hisnoi L'Fonav B'mitzvos, to capture the Hashras Hashchina by performing each and every mitzvah in the most refined and aesthetic way possible. And then again, the Dvar Acher, in the name of Abba Shol, Omer, V'anveo havidomelo, ma'u chanun v'rachum, afata heye chanun v'rachum. Right, and the Chiddush there being that, right, that sense of capturing the Hashras Hashchina isn't only possible mitzvos ben Adam l'makom, but is possible mitzvos ben Adam l'chavero as well, when we treat each other with chen, with rachamim, etc. Okay, so that was part of the resolve of Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, is to not allow this singular moment of Hashras Hashchina, and it was undoubtedly a singular moment of Hashras Hashchina, to become only that, but to capture it in three different ways. Right? Evna la mikdasha, number one. Number two, hisnoi lefanav b'mitzvos. And number three, this idea of mahu rachum afatarachum, mahu chanun afatachanun, to capture it in our relationships, bein adam lechaveru. A third interpretation of ve'anvehu, dvar acher ve'anvehu lashanoi, asaper noyo v'shvachol levoi olam kigon ma dodech midod dodit tzach vadom. Obviously, not a surprise that it's in Shir HaShirim v'chol ha'inyan. And we know the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Shir HaShirim is a mashal for avas Hashem, that there will be a spontaneous eruption of Shira. We talked about this last week in our Hakdama to Shiras Hayam, and we talked about this in the context of the relationship between Shiras Hayam and Hallel, Asaper Noyo Vishivcho Levoi Olam. So the Ramban says that's definitely the Pshad, Zekeli Vanveo Shivenu Benove, right? So again, reference to the Beis HaMikdash, Zekeli Elokei Aviva Ramanu Shasaper Gvurosa Vezehu Vadai Pshuto Shel Mikra. That this is the simple interpretation of the Beis HaMikdash, like Unkla says, and then Shasaper Givurosav as well. So just like Rashi said, Asaper Noyo Vishivcho Levai Olam. And the Rambam says this is indeed the primary expression, or I can't say the primary, but one of the primary expressions of Avas Hashem Bichlal. The Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Asei Gimel, in the context of his discussion of Avas Hashem. So the Rambam says, Ukvar Biyarnu Shezos HaMitzvah Gam Ken Kolala Sheyu Karin Levnei Adam Kulam Lavodaso Yisal Lahamin Bo V'zeh Sha'atak Sheteyohev Ishecha Tesaper Bishvacha V'tar B'bahem V'tikra B'nei Adam Lehovoso, that you will naturally singug the praises of such an individual, and you would want people to appreciate him. V'zeh Derech Mashakasav Ken right, avos lefi yedi, according to Rambam. Ata kori bli safek asichlim v'apsayim ladas yedias huemes asher yedato. V'lashon sifrei v'havtasham bokecha labrios, ahavehu alabrios k'avram avicha, shenemar, v'asanevish asher asu v'charan, v'tzonolomar k'mosha avram, ibnei sheya oev, k'mosha yed akasav zer avraham alavi, that's the pasuk in Yeshaya. Vizeba Otsem Hasagaso is obviously based on the koach and the sheer force of his knowledge. Kara ibn Adam Lahamin Bishem Irova Vaso Kenata Ovo So Achitikre La Bneha Adam. So again, Zekeli Vanvehu, right? Rashi says, Lashonoi Asaper Noyo Vishiv Cholaboy Olam. And the Ramban agrees in terms of the Pshat about how this pasuk expresses the spontaneous eruption of the Jewish people in Shira, and the Rambam certainly categorizes that as an expression of Ava Hashem, and the Ava that is eminently logical and that flows from having a sense of salvation as well. So what's so important to recognize here is the beginning of the Shira really captures the sense of the immense Avas Hashem that was felt at that moment between Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, right? The pasuk says, "Vayisuvnei Yisrael v'said Einehem." Excuse me. "Vayosh Hashem v'yom 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 mitzav Mitzrayim v'yaris al Mitzrayim beitzas v'asayam v'yaris al sayad agdola asher asav Hashem Mitzrayim v'yiruha ames Hashem." There was definitely yiras Hashem v'yaminu Hashem of Moshe Avdo, but then there's also avas Hashem. We know that yira and ava really come together, and the ahava expresses itself in absolute shira. In the sense of an eruption, spontaneous song, Zekeli v'anvehu lashonoi asaper noyo v'shivcho levoi olam, and as expressed by the Rambam, that's the natural expression of Avas Hashem, k'shata tehavi yishecha tesaper b'shvachav, to give shevach, right, to avehu, ahavehu al habrios. One final observation before we conclude, as is noted by so many, right, what the Jewish people expressed here in this sublime pasuk, Zekeli, right? I have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one of the yesodos of our system of theology, of our system of belief, the idea of a personal relationship with Hashem. Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'shchol asher yikra'u v'emes. That's always true. But Elokei avi v'arom emenu, but that we understand that we're part of a chain. And the Jewish people appreciated that. We just talked about Avram as the paragon of Avas Hashem. I take the view that part of the Jewish people getting the rechosh when they left Egypt, so we know the Gemara in Masechta Brachos that we've discussed, that Avram would somehow, you know, complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'avadum v'inu osam kiim mehem, and v'achri chendietu b'chush gadol lo kiim mehem. So why does Avram care so much? Avram wasn't a greedy or selfish person. He wasn't, you know, lavan harami lahavdil, you know, he was always worried about being cheated. So I think part of that was that, as the Ramban explains, everything that happened in terms of Jewish people's sojourn in Egypt, the fact that it was triggered by Rav, the fact that the men were threatened with death and the women were taken, the fact that Paro and the Egyptians suffered, and the fact that they left with great wealth, all of that was predicated, on what Avram Avinu personally experienced, right? As soon as Avram left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Avram kaven mod babikna batsonu vabakar, etc. So, you know, there's this idea of the Jewish people, right, really following in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. V'achri chen yetzu b'chosh gadol was a kiyum in that masa of osim and the banim. So that's what the Gemara means, that Avram would complain, these are my children, they should experience in the way that I did. You shouldn't deprive them of that experience. It's not really about the money per se. So anyway, Rashi says, Elokei Avi, who's Ev, Avraham Menu, Elokei Avi, lo ani tchilas ha-kedusha le-mukhzekes v'amedes li-akdusha ve'aluhuso alai mimei avosai. That what the Jewish people were able to do, and that they were able to reconnect at this critical, critical moment with Avraham Avinu. Like Moshe Rabbeinu is told at the snack, Kosamar al b'nei Yisrael, Elokei Avo Seichem Shlachani Aleichem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov, Zeh Shemi Liolam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor Dor. That the Jewish people should conceive of themselves as b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And you know, what's really so powerful about this, if you look here in the final source, which is from the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, in Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, we've seen it so many times because it's just one of those foundational sources. So the Rambam explains the following. We know that, of course, Avraham Avinu discovers monotheism and he passes on, V'odil Yitzchak Beno, and Yitzchak teaches Yaakov, etc., etc. And Yaakov, of course, with all of his sons, but especially Levi, this is the way that it was. And then we were in Egypt, and this is the passage that you have here in the 10th and final source. So the sapling, this tree of conviction, of monotheism that Avram Avinu was able to plant, was nearly uprooted in Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says, "Oh, and Yisrael kim lavo." That we became, you know, Ovdei Avodah Zarah along with the Egyptians. And I think that's a very obviously powerful image. But then the Rambam says the following. It almost was uprooted. Avas Hashem Osanu. But then in this expression of Hashem's love for us, we talked about our love for Hashem. Umishamar was Hashvua la Avram Avinu, because he kept the promise that he made to Avram Avinu, as we discussed just a moment ago at the Bris Vein Amisarim. Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban Shalkal Neviim Bushlacho. And Kevan Shinisnavi Rosh Rabbeinu Bachar Shem Yisrael Nachala Yechtirim Mitzvot Vyodim Derech Avodaso. Ma'iyah Mishbar Avodas Kochavim Mechol Atoim Achara. The idea was a rediscovery of our connection to Avram Avinu. So lo and behold, at this moment of intensive Hashras Hashchina at Kriyas Yamsuf, what did we express? Elokei Avi v'Aravimenu. It was particularly the idea that we were B'nai Avram, and not just Avram, but Yitzchak and Yaakov, but in this case, certainly with the emphasis on Avram Avinu, that comes to the fore, and that's exactly what the Jewish people emphasize at Shiras Hayam. They've now rediscovered that connection that they have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zekeli v'anveya was both very personal, but Elokei Avi, no less important, v'aromimenhu. And that was a transformative moment for Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow.